Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Selfbrand.com is Catherine Computer's website. Catherine with a C, Computer with a K. Breakthrough Branding is one of her books. Women Who Brand. Her new one is Graduate to a Great Career. It's all about helping young people put their best foot forward in the marketplace. Right, Catherine?
That's right. And You Are a Brand, which won several book awards and has been a best-selling book.
That's the first one we saw from you, and it's outstanding. So, folks, check all that out at selfbrand.com and on Amazon for the books. Catherine, we're talking about the paradox, the perils and the potential of promise of the Trump economy. We've gone over some of the issues, how he is a balance sheet, right? On the one side, you got the assets, and the other side, you got the liabilities.
Yeah, I mean, what about the tweets about, you know, putting down Nordstrom for dropping Ivanka's line of clothing and
those
kind of things, attacking Boeing and Lockheed and things like that, you know?
But some of that worked.
Some of it did work, because I think one of the things that a lot of people, including myself, felt good about is, you know, all these CEOs that were moving jobs all around the world are thinking twice before they do it now. You know,
And what's wrong with that?
And what is wrong with that? Hire our own people.
Yeah. Now the one thing that America has to realize is that there are implications for that. There are standard of quality of life implications for that because things that are made in America oftentimes cost more.
Right.
Now, how much? And so what Americans have to decide is, we like these jobs coming back to America. I do too. But are you willing to pay $4 more for a shirt?
Right. That's a very real thing. That's obviously why a lot of these jobs have moved, you know, because of the cost advantage. Look at the price of clothing has gone down so dramatically because of being outsourced to, you know, Asia.
But isn't that a brand, though, Catherine? Couldn't we talk about this in the brand, from a branding standpoint? In other words, up to now, corporate leaders have been able to do whatever they wanted to around the world. Nobody put any big pressure on them. Most major corporations, 60% of their revenues and profits come from overseas.
Right.
And if they don't like the policies of America, they just move it to a place where they like those policies.
Right.
And so, but my point is, could this president make them mount a Made in America type of brand that helps them justify staying here, but also comes with the understanding that there's a cost for Made in America?
Yeah, but also there's a cost, but also there's an advantage, quality,
yes,
that kind of thing. So you got to link it to something that's also a benefit for people.
So my point is it's gonna
work better, it's gonna last better, all that kind of thing.
And don't
Plus,
you see
I
that?
I want to support my local country. I want to support
there
my
you
country.
Go. Don't you see? Don't you see that as a branding potential?
Brought about
by Mr. Trump.
Yes, and I see a lot more stores advertising American made or putting on a sales receipt, you know, made in America, or, you know, on the, you know, the ticket when you're buying something. So it's really much more prominent to sort of really, you know, get people, you know, feeling, well, gee, it's worth paying a little bit more if the quality is there, or the perceived quality is better, and hey, I'm supporting my own country, you know, and that's going to benefit me in the long term.
Right.
But, you know, I think there's a lot of things that Trump hasn't talked about too much that deals with this whole area of manufacturing and making things here, you know, which is this whole move towards robotics, you know, and technology. And, you know, the factories of the future are going to need a different kind of worker than what we have now.
There's an old joke that the factory of the future will have, in the control room, there'll be a computer, a man, and a dog.
Yeah.
The computer's there to run the factory. The man's there to feed the dog, and the dog's there to keep the man from touching the computer.
Also,
that's the future.
That's the future.
And so, what do we do about? See, the paradox is, what do we like all this new technology, but that leaves people at home.
that leaves people at home.
What do we do about those people?
That's a big
that's
thing.
That's the big, that is the big American question right now, isn't it, really?
I think so. I think so. Because it's going to be affecting everything.
It's
friend of mine was a headhunter, had his own business, and was very, very successful. And I spoke to a friend of his recently and found out he's now driving a car service, like Uber.
Yeah.
And the reason is, and I sort of warned him about this, because with LinkedIn and all these companies developing software, they don't need recruiters. They can easily get databases
of people and
screen them every which way.
They're not going to pay him.
And find talent on their own.
He was getting a pretty premium fee for what he was doing, too, I'm sure. I know they did. Hey, Catherine, good job today. Come back soon. Thanks for 11 great years.
Yeah. Thank you.
Catherine Caputa, ladies and gentlemen. Selfbrand.com. That's their website. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.